got a confident locker room right now, man. Everybody's confident. Everybody knows that the speed of the game moves up. You're out there playing for a lot more. Everybody understands it's win or go home. Your 16 tries are over. You don't get another one if you lose the game. So the urgency has went up, but a lot of guys in this locker room played a lot of football, a lot of playoff football, and we know what it takes.
You've been through the cold. Are there any tricks to dealing with it when it's going to be negative 40 with a wind chill?
Please don't remind me. there's no tricks. I think the only trick is you prepare yourself mentally. You tell yourself that it's going to be freezing, but you can't run now. They pay you to go out there hot, cold, and you got to go out there and do your job at a high level. And the good thing is we've been playing these last couple games in some cold, not as cold as it's going to be on Sunday, but we've been getting a little taste of the cold. So we'll be ready, and no excuses, man. You got to do your job at a high level, no matter what the weather is.
What's the ball like when it gets that cold and that thick when it's coming your way?
It's
like
rock hard. Yeah, it's rock hard, man. The ball swells up. There's nothing you can do about it. 12 is throwing it just as hard if it was 80 degrees. So make sure you got some real soft gloves on. Looking the ball in, catching it is way more important than yards after the catch. Once it starts getting this cold, so make sure you look the ball in, catch the ball.
They're excited that they were able to sell all those tickets, and
did they? So the
blackout's been lifted. Now, were you players getting ready to step up and help out and chip in and buy some tickets? Maybe
no.
Get to the needy if it didn't work out that way.
Not me, because I was not gonna allow anyone to sit in that cold. So I wasn't buying tickets for anybody because I think that would have been selfish on my part to have them out there in that cold. So I wasn't gonna do that, but. We knew Packer fans would step up. They're diehard fans. A lot of tradition here, a lot of loyalty. So, I mean, we weren't worried about it. And hopefully they get real loud out there, and hopefully they stay warm.
James, you're obviously a sturdy receiver, Jordy, Jarrett. Does that help in these cold conditions?
No. No, negative 45, man, is, I mean, it's negative 45 or whatever it is going to be with the wind chill. So, I mean, a lot of guts, man, a lot of heart, man, a lot of mental toughness is going to get you through this game. There ain't no other secrets.
How about what you're trying to do offensively? You're not finesse, fragile guys on the outside.
No, we're not, man. We pride ourselves on being some tough dudes. But, I mean, we're going to do our stuff. We got a real good game plan in. We're going to do our stuff. Run it, throw it. Cold or not, we're going to do our game plan.
Does it bother you that they're the favorites and you're playing here at home? I mean, I know they've had your number in the past three games.
That's the media's job, man. Pick the favorites, pick the winners. They rarely ever pick the right Super Bowl winner every year. So, we'll see. We got to play. The good thing is we got to play the game.
When you hear a rookie like Eddie or David saying they're not going to wear sleeves on Sunday, you just look like, man.
Yeah, I'm proud of them. I'm proud of them, man. They're tough. But as for me, I only speak for myself, and I will have sleeves on. And as you can hear me, I said sleeves. So I'll be safe out there. But, they pride themselves on, especially the running backs and the O-line, not going out there with sleeves on and, playing through it. They feel like they can run with the ball better, secure the ball better. So more power to them.
You get so many questions about the weather. How much of it is just mentally getting over the temperature?
All of it's mental. I said that before. It's all mental, man. The good thing is we played in weather like this before, so – it's all mental. If you tell yourself it's cold, it's going to be cold. Tell yourself it ain't that cold, it ain't going to be that cold to you.
James, you're a playoff veteran. What do these games generally boil down to?
Turnovers. Whoever takes care of the ball, especially in these conditions, whoever takes care of the ball the best, it's going to have the best chance to win, period. The last couple times we played these guys, it came down to turnovers. So, got to take care of the ball, real good defense, real aggressive defense, and we got to take care of it.